Once upon a time, Emmeline. It's a recurring line in the book I just finished, and I can't help but insert Sean Connery's voice every time I hear it. They're the words of a father telling a story, the memories of the main character, his daughter, trying to discern whether the story was fact or fiction, real or just a fantastic fairy tale. Hi, First Presbyterian friends. This is Carrie Young, and I've been reading a lot these days, and I walk around and I wonder about what my own story will hold. In another book I read recently, this time not a novel, but a Christian memoir, the author Rachel Hilt Evans writes, "I've yet to find a more profound expression of God's nature than the one that begins, 'Once upon a time, there was a shepherd and a lost sheep.'" End quote. She continues, "God with us is a marvelous storyteller." End quote. I couldn't agree more. It's got me thinking, what will our stories include about our experiences during this pandemic? I wonder if we'll look back at the funny stories of all those evil toilet paper hoarders, or how many Netflix series we went through. Will we joke about the weight we gained because we couldn't decide whether we were actually hungry or bored? So we ate. Maybe it was because we were scared or stressed. Will the stories be more consequential, sharing how a job or a business was lost, about time feeling wasted, or about all the feelings and emotions getting out of control, bouncing back and forth 1 minute to the next? Will we talk about the insomnia, how fear and worry kept us up late into the night or woke us up early in the wee hours, flipping on the news to see the latest? My stories will include some of these things, but it will also include the hours spent weeding and tending the garden and remembering the stories Jesus told about weeds and seeds and harvests. My stories will include baking birthday cakes and loaves of bread for Communion Sunday, and then remembering stories about yeast and Passover and a woman named Martha. My stories will talk about making a mess in my house with all my sewing, but also about all the times I spent cleaning my house because it felt good. And well, coronavirus. My stories will share how one child lost her job while the other had to go out to her job and be in the public serving. My story will include how my husband's work life didn't miss a beat, continuing his already usual work at home as if nothing was happening in the world, throwing off all my sense of reality of what was happening out there. My stories will talk about the endless messages pinging on my phone from a few Rwandan teens who are sheltering at home and bored up to their eyeballs, wanting so desperately to stay connected to their friends. And it reminds me that this story includes them too. All the world shares in the story. Rachel Hilt Evans goes on in her book, touting God as a great storyteller. She writes, "The church is not a group of people who believe all the same things. The church is a group of people caught up in the same story, with Jesus at the center." End quote. I appreciate that each day our church has done an amazing job keeping our hearts, our minds, and our souls connected through the Daily Hope and Encouragement segment found on its website and on Facebook. To hear the voices and faces of my church family helps me feel connected. To be able to join in a Sunday church Zoom gathering also have made me feel connected while being apart from you all. And while these platforms can feel one-sided, dear friends, soon enough, we will be able to gather together and share our stories in person. And as Rachel Hilt Evans continues to say in her memoir, we are storytelling creatures because we are fashioned in the image of a storytelling God. May we never neglect the gift of that. May we never lose our love for telling the tale, end quote. Well, I learned in my novel, the other book I mentioned, that the main character Emmeline's father was indeed telling her a tale about her, about him, about their connection to this greater story we called life. What will you tell in your story?